The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, it is once again my privilege, my delight, and my honor to welcome to the program Dr. Kerry Gerges of Back Pain Relief, Ohio. Dr. Gerges, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be with you and your audience.
It's great to have you. And you know, I was thinking before we began talking today that sometimes pain is a blessing from God. Let me just a quick story, and then I'll ask you a question.
Yes.
Joy and I have been friends with Johnny Erickson Tata for many years, the quadriplegic who started Johnny and Friends and so forth. Many years ago, when we first met her, we were having dinner with her, and she loves coffee. It's difficult for her to drink coffee because of her paralysis. But anyway, long story short, she accidentally knocked the coffee off and it poured into her lap. And she turned to Joy and she said, "Joy, please tell me how hot my legs feel."
Huh.
And we thought, "What?" She said, "Well, I don't know whether I'm burned or not," because she couldn't feel pain. And I'll never forget that God has given to us the gift of pain, so we know that we've got a problem.
Right.
And that really goes into what you do. And I want to ask you, is it really dangerous to ignore pain, or is pain God's signal to us that we need to take care of it?
Yes, it is, absolutely. God gives us things not haphazard, just to do, to cause us discomfort. But God does it for a purpose, and really, the pain is really our friend in a way, because it warns us to do that. Like, if I did not have the pain level and I put my hand on a hot stove,
right,
I could melt my hand before I could do anything about it.
Sure.
But the fact that we have the sensation of pain, we can do something about it to divert from the damage that would have occurred if we didn't do that. So pain is a friend in a sense, but you have to take action. Now, a lot of people ignore it, though, so that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, and you have so many specialties there at Back Pain Relief Ohio in Westerville, but one of the therapies we've talked about a lot is non-surgical spinal decompression therapy, which can eliminate pain or at least reduce pain greatly. But what if a person ignores the pain and it just keeps getting worse and worse? Why is that dangerous, Dr. Gerges?
The danger of that is that it makes us ignore things that should be taken care of sooner. The sooner we assess a situation and diagnose it and treat it properly, rather than throwing Band-Aids on it and treat it palliatively from time to time, week to week, month to month, and or from medication to medication. And so the problem is a lot of people just end up ignored because we are a self-do-it society.
Yeah.
We like to do things ourselves.
Yeah.
And we want to fix things ourselves. We are independent, and I don't have to go to the doctor, and I don't want to be told I have this problem, and I don't try to ignore it. And try to palliatively try to smooth the way so we can go about our daily activities without interruption. So if we can somehow mask it and cover it, we're fine. And we go from time to time. And that's really the major issue. How does a person, from being healthy and strong and vibrant and able to do just about anything, all of a sudden becomes surgical? How does a person get from mm-hmm. a good condition to all of a sudden now they have to go to the doctor and say, sorry, we have to do surgery? How does that happen? It happens because ignoring those symptoms at the early stages when it could have been fixed simply with a minimal intervention and take care of it right on the outset and deal with it at a depth that eliminates or at least minimize or slow down the progression of the condition. We can't get rid of everything. But if we ignore it, it ends up to be faster and progressively get worse. And usually it takes really a 2x4 when we get hit with it and say, oops.
That is true. That is true.
I can't live with this pain. And finally we go to somebody that hopefully will take care of it. Unfortunately, a lot of times we go to places that would treat the symptoms from the symptoms itself rather than going to the cause, the root of it.
Yeah.
And find out what is really causing the symptoms and deal with them and try to improve the condition. Well, that's the problem.
And I think a lot of people are just ignorant of some of the therapies that are available, and I count myself in that category. I had serious back problems, terrible pain down my leg. I went to a chiropractor, wonderful man, godly man, and the chiropractic care helped somewhat, but it really didn't deal with the issue, and it got so bad, Dr. Gerges, I couldn't walk. I was dragging my leg. As a last resort, went to a surgery, had surgery scheduled, and then I heard about Back Pain Relief Ohio and non-surgical decompression therapy. And honestly, I wish I would have known sooner. But I had never heard of decompression therapy, and I just wish I would have known sooner. I'm sure you hear that a lot from patients, don't you?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Well, decompression therapy is really a new
thing.
Yeah,
that's true.
It was created by a neurosurgeon, Dr. Alan Dyer, who was from Florida. And he was the one that started the condition because he needed surgery, and he was operated on, and the surgery failed.
Yeah.
And he ended up with pain and narcotics, and he had to stop his practice. He couldn't do anymore because of the narcotics in his system. He had to devise a way to help himself relief from pain. And then that's when he created the decompression therapy, which is the VAX-D equipment that was cleared by the FDA. And from there on, in 95, this is 1995, this is about 20 years ago or so, that this is taking place. And so it's a new thing. And a lot of people don't understand really what decompression really is. And they think it's a regular traction or an inversion table or something like that. But it's not really. Decompression is opposite of traction. So.
Yeah, yeah. And I would imagine that because you can have back problems because of an injury, but also simply because of age and the results of gravity pulling down on us for 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years is just kind of the natural result of gravity compressing those discs. Could non-surgical spinal decompression therapy also be used as a preventative to keep you from having back pain and back issues?
Absolutely. The earlier that we can discover the problem in the spine, the better the results. And so, there are studies of research that was showed the number. As a matter of fact, as early as age 20s, in the 20s, about 30% of the young people have disc bulging. And they have degenerative disc at the 20s. And that's usually, a lot of people, you said something about age. Age really gets blamed for a lot of things.
Yeah.
And it's usually a trauma, an injury, mm-hmm. an abuse of some kind that starts the process of degeneration of the discs in the spine. At age 40, in the 40s, we have about 70% have disc degeneration. Mm-hmm. Or they have 50% of the age in the age of the 40s that have disc bulging. And when it goes worse from there on the 60s,
yeah.
you have about almost 80% plus this degeneration.
And let's not even talk about my age. We've been talking with Dr. Carrie Gerges at Back Pain Relief Ohio, and I think the take home from our time today is don't wait until the pain is out of hand. Go early. Snip it in the bud, reverse the effects of an injury or just gravity through age. Folks, I have been helped greatly. I hope you will go to backpainreliefohio.com. That's the website, backpainreliefohio.com, or call 614-890-3500. 614-890-3500. Dr. Gerges, again, it's such a blessing to be able to talk with you and to be able to share with my listeners what God is using you to do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day across America, and I would not in any way want to diminish that or forget it. America owes a deep, deep gratitude to Martin Luther King Jr. What he accomplished, obviously, is almost unparalleled concerning race relationships in America, and he did it through non-violence. And I think we should honor his memory, his legacy. I think it's very appropriate that we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I would think, however, if Martin Luther King Jr. were alive today, he would in no way, shape, or form embrace much of the so-called civil rights movement today because they are not following in his footsteps or honoring his legacy. Sadly, it's like Kennedy. If Kennedy were to somehow be resurrected, obviously not going to happen, but if he did and he came back, John F. Kennedy would not recognize the Democrat Party. He would not recognize it at all, and I honestly believe he would want nothing to do with it. The policies, the principles of John F. Kennedy are far closer to the Republicans today than the Democrats. And likewise, I don't think Martin Luther King Jr. would recognize what is being done in the name of civil rights and equality today. And I've said it repeatedly, and I mean it. That's why I find it's so sad as to what's going on. Black Lives Matter is destroying the gains made by Martin Luther King Jr. and others involved in the civil rights movement in years past. They're destroying it. We're becoming more divided. Martin Luther King Jr. stood for integration. Black Lives Matter stands for segregation. Martin Luther King Jr. wanted a society where you would not first look at a person's skin color, but rather judge them by their character. The modern civil rights movement wants everything determined by your skin color. When you get a job, how you get a job, how you get paid is dependent upon your skin color. Whether you get admitted to college is not whether you qualify and you're the best candidate. It's because of the color of your skin. So I think it's very important that we not forget the accomplishments of MLK. And I think we need to strive to follow the principles, the precepts that he stood for. I think it's important that we look at and study his famous speeches, the letters from the Birmingham jail, which are powerful and poignant. His I Have a Dream speech, brilliant, profound. And it's also, since we're in the time of the impeachment of Trump and so forth, I find it fascinating that people who refuse to give any support at all to Donald Trump because of his immorality give full-fledged support to Martin Luther King Jr., forgetting that he had some serious moral issues as well. Now, am I equating Donald Trump to Martin Luther King Jr.? No. Completely different. Different times, different men, different personality. My point is, the liberal left today is unwilling to acknowledge the accomplishments of Donald Trump, even in civil rights. I am convinced that Donald Trump accomplished more for equality and civil rights in 4 years than Barack Obama did in 8 years. I realize a lot of people disagree with that, but I believe it to be true. But they refuse to acknowledge that because of moral issues, which should not be ignored. But the accomplishments of Martin Luther King Jr., which were great, enormous, world-changing, should not be ignored because of what we now know about the moral struggles that Martin Luther King Jr. had. We look at the man, we look at the accomplishments, we do not ignore or sweep under the rug the character issues, the moral issues, we don't do that, but we do acknowledge their accomplishments. And on this day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day 2021, I believe we need the leadership of a man like Martin Luther King Jr. more today than at any time in American history. I don't see anyone following in his footsteps today. I see many pretending to be following in his footsteps, but I don't see anybody really doing it. We need some more Martin Luther King Jr.'s.